This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2404, an excerpt from the book Original Wisdom, Harness the Power of the Authentic You by Donna Bond, and I'm Justin Mollick. Welcome to Optimal Living Daily, or the OLD podcast, where I read to you from some of the best blogs I can find and get permission from, today featuring a book excerpt, and I'll keep the intro short and tell you about the author right after the reading, so for now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. An excerpt from the book, Original Wisdom, Harness the Power of the Authentic You by Donna Bond. One of the hardest parts of decision-making is getting hung up on the how. This is a planning strategy employed by your ego. It wants to check the database so it can see all the steps. You prevent yourself from deciding because you've forgotten how to dream. You don't allow yourself to imagine what would be amazing or what you would love, because your ego will get you stuck on how it's going to come about. This is a tricky tactic to keep you in your safe little comfort zone. You don't know what is out there, so you subconsciously talk yourself into staying right here, here in the place of stuckness. So how do you get unstuck? Well, are you willing to consider that the how is not up to you? The how is actually not your job. Your only job is to be really, really clear on what you want and why you want it. Leave the how up to the universe. Can you trust that you will be shown? Remember, your logical or physical mind is only capable of observing how something has occurred or unfolded in the past. It is not designed to know how something will happen in the future. Only your higher self or spirit knows how something will happen. When I left my lucrative corporate career, I knew I wanted to do work in the world that made a difference on a broader scale. I knew why I wanted to do that, because it would give me more meaning, more purpose, and a sense of fulfillment. That is all I really knew. I did not know how to do this. The details got filled in for me by my higher self. My authentic self was leading the way and designing something that was far more than what I was capable of imagining on my own. What do you really want to experience? And why do you want to experience something? What is your motivation for wanting it? Do you want more freedom and creativity and expression? Do you want to make a difference and to feel like you are living with purpose? Once I decided this for myself, the universe knew it and went to work on my behalf. Even though I had no idea how to get there, the universe did. It was my job to simply be clear about what I wanted to experience and why I wanted it. When you can begin to see that everything is unfolding on behalf of your learning and growth, even when it might not look the way you thought it would, you can begin to enjoy the full experience of life. One of the biggest lessons I learned at USM was that life is for you. Everything that is unfolding is part of what we came here to learn. Are you willing to give yourself permission to take the self-imposed limitations away? Just allow yourself to imagine, allow yourself to dream. What would you really love? What would be happening if you were living the most delicious, magical, fun, loving, life-expanding experience? What would provide you with all the joy and fulfillment you desire? How would you feel if you were living on purpose, making a difference, and feeling a sense of fulfillment? Forget about the how. Focus on the what. Get clear on the what, and you begin summoning energy particles into waves and then into physical matter. The universe does not like the hokey pokey. It doesn't do one foot in and one foot out. Create an energetic blueprint in your mind of what you want to experience and then commit your life force energy to that. This is an inside job, an inward commitment to yourself. When you decide what you really want and why you want it, the universe immediately conspires for you. Then your role is to make little choices and take tiny actions that move you in that direction. The travelers of Israel used to cross the desert at night because it was cooler. They would pack up all of their belongings, animals, and kids, and they would cross in complete darkness. The only light they had were foot lamps that they tied to their ankles so that each step forward was illuminated. They could only see one step at a time. This is what happened with me. I took one little step, and the next step was illuminated. It would have been nice to have had the whole path lit up for me, and I found that that's not how it usually works. I continued to feel the steps I was taking. I developed trust. Action is required. Unfortunately, you can't dream up a really beautiful picture of what you want to experience and then just sit on the couch. You live in this dense, physical, third dimension reality. And while ease and grace is possible, you still need to take the actual steps to move your life forward. You can receive a lot of assistance from your higher self and the universe, and you have to make the first move. Mary Morrissey says, quote, "Take one little step with what you have from where you are," end quote. What can you do today? What would you do today if you believed you could create your dream? How would your decisions be different? You just listened to an excerpt from the book Original Wisdom, Harness the Power of the Authentic You by Donna Bond. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Donna. A little bit about her. Donna is an author, obviously, speaker, a spiritual life and business coach, and a personal transformation consultant. Supporting individual transformations of consciousness, she helps clients across the globe evolve into new heights of meaningful success, personal fulfillment, and spiritual aliveness. She has inspiring classes, workshops, and life coaching programs that help both individuals and businesses unlock the full potential of their lives. And you can find the book Original Wisdom on Amazon, or just search her name, Donna Bond. It's true that we often get stuck trying to plan the how of everything, but like we've heard on this show in the past month or so, possibly a few times, is that we can never plan for everything. It's always going to change and be different than what we expected. One thing we have to get comfortable with is, well, being uncomfortable is one thing, but also the unknown. The fear of the unknown is a huge issue for many, but if we can learn to enjoy that unknown, or at least start by tolerating it instead of fearing it, we can make a lot more progress in our daily lives. So a nice reminder from Donna today. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Thank you for being here and listening to me and for subscribing or following the show. And I'll be back tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.